after the hour. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, which means Thursday night specials coming up. February's not been as good to me as it could be when it comes to Thursday night. Obviously, January I was unstoppable, 3-1. I'm 1-2 right now, so I have to win tonight in order to get back to 500. So we'll do that. We'll clean it up. We'll clean up February, and we'll start fresh coming up in March. Man, March is going to be. I'll probably have a lot of March Madness picks in there at some point. Which, by the way, we're going to be registering a few more hooligans today for that. Man, you guys need to get in this thing. I mean, there's some awesome prizes happening. So we're charging that up again. It's a lot of fun. We've had a lot of interest in it, but got to be fair because I think we're going to cut it off again around that 75 mark or whatever. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Power to play sports poll question. Get some going, Colfax. That's what we do on this show. We like to stir the pot. Stir it up. Should the Nuggets retire Carmelo Anthony's jersey when he retires? Notice the question. You got to pay attention to the question, Hooligans. I didn't say number. I said jersey. There is a difference. Now, when you say retire a number, that typically means that number cannot be worn by anybody else. And I don't like that because where do you draw the line? And when do you get to the point, like, you got 20 numbers retired? There's only so many numbers, folks. And the way we look at this, you're going to be a league for a very, 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 very long time. And you're going to keep retiring numbers. So I've never been for that anyway. But there is a difference when you retire a jersey. And I think what that means, Colfax, he's one of the greats. And you acknowledge that. You raise the jersey up in your rafters. It's hanging at Ball Arena. And there you look and go, wow, these were the guys that told the best story, the biggest story about the Denver Nuggets. Alex English, Fat Lever, David Thompson, Byron Beck, Dan Issel, Dikembe Mutombo, Doug Moe. Those are all greats. Doug Moe, of course, coach. All greats with their numbers somewhat retired, however you want to say that. But they're part of Nuggets history. So the real question is, should Carmelo Anthony's jersey be lifted up into the rafters when he retires as one of the greats? And the answer is absolutely yes. You guys, it's the name of the game. Look at this, though, Colfax. 87% of the hooligans are saying no. Unbelievable to me. I mean, I don't understand. I'm reading the comments. Let's get to the comments. Matt says, no, he didn't want to be associated with the Nuggets and would rather be recognized as a Nick. The true number 15 and name on the retired jersey is the Joker. And I agree. Like, if we're doing a poll question, who's better, Joker or Carmelo? Melo was never. I could be wrong, but I don't know if Melo ever really got serious MVP talks. Maybe that year they went to the Western Conference Finals, but most looked at it and said, man, Chauncey was the glue that came in and really helped Melo kind of stabilize, if you will. So, no, I mean, yeah, if you're picking between who the best number 15 was or is, it's Nikola Jokic, no doubt about it. But here's the thing. Look at this. I mean, you have a team that since 2000, like before 2003, before they drafted Carmelo Anthony, this team had won 17 games the year before. And we did the math on this last year, Colfax. Alex English, we did the debate, who's better, Alex English or Carmelo Anthony? And who is better for the franchise? And it's not really the one-on-one player thing. It's more the who came in. Alex English came in, and the Nuggets were actually kind of like a playoff team. They were actually decent. Melo comes in, and this was the laughingstock of the NBA before he got there. 17-65. The year before that, 27-55. So you were a bad team for several. I mean, you didn't have a winning record for like 10 years until even when you went to the playoffs, when you lost in the first round of the Spurs, which Dikembe Mutombo was the defensive player of the year, you're still only 41-41. Melo gets to this team, and they never miss the playoffs. You can argue that, well, yeah, but he never got past the first round. Well, look who they played, man. With Carmelo Anthony, his time with the Nuggets, they lost to the Timberwolves. All right, Kevin Garnett, for the next year they lost to the Spurs. That might have been the year. Wasn't that a year that they won? Yeah. They won the title that year. The year after that, they lost to the Clippers. Then they lost to the Spurs again. Then the Lakers. Then the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Jazz, they should have beat. That was tough. The Thunder, they were still with KD and Russell Westbrook. I think James Harden, that was a damn good Thunder team. They lost to the Lakers again. And then, of course, the Thunder, actually, I think that came after. I think the Jazz was the last one with Melo. If we're going to do that. So they made it to the Western Conference Finals. They lost to the Lakers. And then they went to the playoffs one more year. And that's when they lost to the Jazz. And then the very next year was when Melo won it out halfway through. And the Nuggets still made it to the playoffs and lost to the Thunder. Let's read a few more of your texts and comments. Logan says, if you retire it for anyone, it'll be for Joker when he's done. Melo may have been a superstar here then, but there was nothing that came from it. Jokic is by far the better player. I don't know if you could say nothing came from it. I mean, if you're going with the championship or bust mentality, okay. But that is pretty strict. So then in that response, Colfax, then the Nuggets shouldn't have any jerseys retired. So if you're basing it off of just championships, Melo got as far as Alex English did. He got as far as further than Dikembe Mutombo did. Mutombo played for, what, 5 years for Denver? His number's up there. And again, I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about the jersey. Raising it up there, number 15, doesn't mean you can't wear it anymore. And retired numbers, I don't really like that anyway. I mean, if you do it out of honoring somebody like Kobe, I can understand that. You know, the way he passed away, such a devastating thing for the NBA and so many people. I can get that. But just retiring your number because you were great, like number 18 with Trapuka and Peyton Manning, I totally think you should still be able to wear 18. I think you should still be able to wear 7 for the Broncos. I don't have an issue with that. I think there's a difference, though, in terms of when you hang that, you raise that jersey up for everybody to see, okay, these are the greats that told the story about the Nuggets. You guys are really serious about, like, no? I mean, Colfax, I can't believe this. It's almost 90% saying no. Tracy says, I love me some Carmelo, but no. Joker's killing it in that 15 jersey. Okay, you guys are taking it in the 15. It's not just about the number, all right? I should have rephrased the poll question. That's why I said retire the jersey. A Nuggets jersey with Carmelo's name, Anthony, on the back of it. Number 15 doesn't mean you're retiring it, but you're raising it in the rafters. I think absolutely you do. This is like he's one of the greats. What is that story? Is it Dixon saying this? The story with the Hall of Fame? If you can't tell the story without them, then yeah, they're a Hall of Famer. Like there, you got to tell the story. You talked about Eli Manning. You made a pretty good point. Like one of the best greatest quarterback of all time lost 3 Super Bowls, 2 of them to Eli Manning. Manning's a part of history. So I'll give you that. And it's hard for me to give in on that because I like to go with the obvious. But if you're going that route of can you tell the story without them, you cannot tell the story of the Denver Nuggets without Carmelo Anthony. I mean, he is one of the most important figures to the Nuggets, maybe the most important, especially when considering what came after he was traded. Dixon says, while Melo was a solid offensive player, he played less than zero defense. Very one-dimensional. I think we sometimes give him a little too much credit for the playoff thing. There were some other good players on his teams. And we forget about how ugly it got when he won it out. And that leaves a bad taste in the franchise mouth. I don't think it ever got that ugly. I never got that ugly. McClain says, did you listen to the Woj podcast with Mel? I did not. What is it? What was the gist? Melo definitely wants his jersey retired. But he did talk about the number. You know, he even said there was an article at NBC Sports a while ago, about 2 years ago, and he loves coming back to Denver. He loves playing in Denver. He did go on to say, you know, maybe not because Jokic got 15 now. We'll see. We still got a lot of time. Denver has not made any arrangements right now as far as retiring a number and even talking about it with Melo, but again, I think that you can get your cake and eat it too there. We're gonna have Chris Dempsey on the show in the second hour. I'm going to ask him. Because maybe there is an unwritten rule in the NBA that you can't retire a guy, you can't retire. I think you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want when it comes to that. You want to honor a player, you can do that. And you can, without saying that no one can ever wear this number again. Yes, Melo, Joker is a much better number 15 than Melo. That's not the argument. Austin says, the atmosphere at the Pepsi Center when the Nuggets had AI, Melo, JR, etc., hasn't been matched since. That place was electric. It was. I mean, it was crazy time. And we haven't got to see the fan base with this group now, with Joker playing at MVP level now. We haven't got to see that. I'd be curious to see how Ball Arena reacts now when you can actually go to a game watching Nikola Jokic do his thing. I don't know that it got that ugly, though, with Melo. I mean, he didn't talk about it a lot. He didn't talk. He never really said, he was pretty quiet. But he did go to the front office, and he was like, yeah, guys, I'm leaving. You better trade me. He could have just stuck around and played it out, went to the playoffs one more time, and then signed with the Knicks as a free agent. No harm, no foul. Eastside Chris says, Brady, I already retired Melo's jersey in the back of the closet. I'm good. McLean says, Melo never wanted to leave Denver, and he was there during the meeting when the Nuggets and Knicks met about trading. But see, I'd be fascinated to listen to that. I've never heard that before. We'll have to dig that up, Colfax. That'd be good. Be good listening on our journey tomorrow to Fort Collins. For our first official whole review, it's going to be epic. So ready for that.
Can't wait.
It's going to be good. We're going to change people's lives. Hopefully for the better.
Gourmet hot dogs, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of other stuff.
Well,
but
yeah. But
I'm a hot dog guy.
Yeah.
So, like, but don't you care how it's made? I honestly don't care. Mm-hmm. I know how it's made. I've seen it made, yep. But I don't care.
Give me that.
It's still good, man. I like eating bologna, too.
I'll leave you there.
I know that's made, but that's good. That stuff's good. I like it.
Kind of rubbery.
It's a little rubbery.
Yeah.
How about Rocky Mountain oysters? You eat those? You know what those are.
Yeah, I know what those are. I'd rather just eat a chicken nugget. Like, why would I go out of my way to have that?
Yeah.
I'll just eat chicken.
They're pretty good, but I have to dip them in sauce and stuff. So, yeah, you're right. It's not like they're above and beyond amazing, but, you know, they get the job done.
Fun.
Yeah.
Feel like a man?
Yeah, I guess. McLean says Melo never wanted to leave Denver until he found out they were rebuilding. So let me ask you this, Colfax. You guys arguing with me. B-Rad, come on. We should retire Osweiler's jersey, too. They have the same amount of championships. So does Alex English. None of these guys have championships. So but you guys are so strict when you want to be. So by your impossible standards, Alex English's jersey shouldn't be up there. Dikembe Mutombo shouldn't be. Doug Moe shouldn't be. They never won a title, man. So if you're saying that you got to win a title in order to get there. Let's see. Dixon says, the word retiring is messing it up for you. What does retiring a jersey mean? People associate the number with it. If you want to put his jersey up there, fine. But what is it that's retiring? Yeah, I guess you're right. Could be a little funky question. But, I mean, they basically, like his jersey, you're retiring it up into the, you're retiring as a Nugget, essentially. You know, you're respecting that when he calls it quits, you're taking ownership of that player, saying, this was one of our greats, we're going to have a ceremony, and we're going to retire the jersey up into the rafters. I don't know, what do you want, raise it to the rafters. I don't know. We could get a little more exact, I guess. But that's, I mean, 77% of the no's didn't have any issue with the question. yeah, that's what it means. I'm not saying you can't wear number 15 anymore. Yeah, maybe we'll reword that. We'll reword that on the website. How do you reword that?
Honor?
The Nuggets honor Carmelo's jersey when he retires?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or we could just flat out say it. Should the Nuggets raise Carmelo Anthony's jersey into the rafters? Should they hang his jersey from the rafters? I actually had that this morning, and I thought that would confuse the hell out of the Hooligans, so I just left it. Dixon, you're good with putting his jersey up there and honoring him. All right. We're getting a lot more feedback, though, on the retiring number.
I know,
thing,
this is
so
more fun.
Maybe we just leave it that way. I can't believe B-Rad, man. You should retire Osweiler's jersey, too. They have the same amount of championships. Actually, Osweiler has one more. He was the backup to Peyton Manning when they won the Super Bowl, B-Rat. Boom! Ooh. I just kill you with facts. So, yes, we should retire Brock Osweiler's jersey. McLean, oh, you sent that. Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Championships don't mean much. Robert Horry has 7 rings. That's what's tough about championships. And I, you know me, I'm definitely all about what is this game all about. But when you start just this is what you're judging a player on, that by itself, you look at a guy like Robert Horry, fine career, but he wasn't. They call him Mr. Playoff. I mean, he didn't bring it 90% of the time in the regular season. He was a decent player. He's a shooter. And then suddenly in the playoffs, he's like Jordan, Kobe. I mean, he's amazing. He's hitting shot after shot after shot. So, yes, Robert Horry is one of those good examples of this is why you can't, you know, put all the stock. B-Rat says, boom, put him up there. Brock. He was also like a star of like 4 movies, too. And I heard he's going to be Batman. Yeah. Well, the Twilight guy. He looks just like that guy. I'm still not convinced that they're not the same person.
They're the same guy.
Yeah. He's going to be Batman. Brock Osweiler is going to be Batman. Did you know that?
That's awesome.
The dude that played Twilight is actually going to be the next Batman.
I did not know that.
I don't know how I feel about it, to be real honest with you. Kind of a Batman
guy. Is he going
to
bulk up a little bit?
I heard that he's not going to get in the gym. Like he didn't want to live. He's going to be more like about karate and stuff.
A skinny, nerdy, kind of smart Batman or something?
Yeah, but...
I mean, Batman was always smart.
He's always smart, but he's a monster. He could kick a tree in half.
Because he didn't really have superpowers, right? He was just a BA.
Yeah, he's just BA.
Yeah.
But it depends on the comic book. Because like, some of them, he karate kicks a tree and it breaks in half. Well, so that's kind of a superpower because I can't do that. As much as I've tried. Well, it depends on the tree. My tiny little tree in my backyard. Get the da! Yeah, and karate that thing down, man. All right. So should I just leave the poll question phrasing as it is?
Yeah, let's get them all riled up.
Seems
there,
to be making everybody good and mad today. I mean, I try not to make people mad on a daily basis, but it seems to. Yes, Melo should be honored as one of the greats for the Nuggets. It shouldn't matter that he wanted traded. Should Nolan Arenado not be honored as one of the Rockies' greats when he retires?
No.
He shouldn't be. But he wanted out.
He did.
He wanted out. Everybody's, you're confusing some of this. Like, poor Nolan, and I get it. He wanted out. Well, that's because the Rockies wouldn't build around him. Well, other than that 1 year with Chauncey, what did the Nuggets do to really help Melo get over to, and I get it. All right, now I've opened up a can of worms because Kenyon Martin was a stud. Marcus Camby was a stud, but you were competing with the Spurs and the Lakers at that time. What did the Spurs have? They had their big three. They had Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. What did the Lakers have? It was Kobe and Gasol, Kobe and Shaq. Maybe it was Kobe and Gasol after the fact. But you didn't build up a team that could compete against those guys. You built up a good team, but you were knocked out of the playoffs twice by the Spurs and twice by the Lakers. In those runs for Carmelo. So, okay, maybe that's a bit extreme, but yes, you should absolutely be honoring Carmelo Anthony as one of the greats. However you want to phrase it. No, I don't think number 15 should be retired. I don't think any number ever, other than like a Kobe Bryant situation, should ever be retired. Because then when do you draw that line? 80% of the hooligans says no. 24 minutes after the hour, you guys are out of your mind. And you've now made me mad. You've now made me mad on my favorite day of the week, Thursday. And I don't know what to do with myself. I'm going to go take some water. I'm going to take a lap, and we'll be right back.
We have the games. Go to 1310kfk.com to see our preps, college, and pro game schedules on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Okay, so now I'm on another thing, Colfax. So I'm messaging a great man who knows way more about everything than I do when it comes to basketball. Chris Dempsey will join me, but I just couldn't wait. And he said, so I basically said, hey, can't an NBA team retire a jersey like Melo's, but not necessarily retire the number? Like, You're basically putting, it's like a ring of fame. That's what it is, okay? That's what I'm saying, is a ring of fame. And Dempsey says, also the retired player would have to give permission for it to be used. So I guess, do you phrase it differently? Because that's what Dixon's saying, the same thing. You guys are locked in on this, and maybe this is the rule in the NBA. You cannot hang a jersey in the rafters unless you plan to say that jersey can never be worn again, that number, unless the player gives permission. Well, couldn't you make a deal with Melo? We'll retire your jersey with the number as long as you let Joker still wear it. But you're going to let that be what keeps you from retiring a great player? Because, like, what if you get another number 15 later on, and now you got three guys? Like, this is why the retiring the jersey number to me is weird. Dixon says, the thing is, when you raise a jersey up to the rafters, it usually means the number's retired. So just put his jersey up there with no number on it. That's fine. I'm good with that. We rephrase the question and just say, so should the Nuggets raise his jersey with... or a banner listing some of his accomplishments. Okay, so Dixon, but you're good with that? If we say, all right, we're raising his jersey, we're not going to put a number on it, but we want to honor him as one of our greats, because how else do you do it? Like, is this a stupid question, but the Broncos ring of fame, are all of those numbers retired? I think not. Pretty sure I've seen 84 since Shannon Sharp. I don't know that I've seen 7. I think that one's retired. 30, obviously, Philip Lindsay called Terrell Davis and got permission. Yeah, you could work out a deal and retire the number, and then Joker's using it. I think that that's okay. We're getting a little strict. Colfax said, I like what you said. We're like, Joker, we retire when you retire his number, because that's going to happen, or whatever the hell we want to call it. Put it back to back, but you said put something in between there.
Yeah, put a jersey in between, so it's not like 15-15. It would be like 15, someone else, 15.
Dude, the Hooligans, would blow their mind if they saw that. They go, 15 and
I thought that was retired. But it was retired when he was still wearing it. What do you do then?
No,
you force him to, you can't wear that number, Jokic.
You basically, if that's the rule, which is silly, if that is an actual rule in the NBA, which I would be shocked if it is, then you'd have to say, Melo, we'll do that, and we'll have the whole ceremony for you, but you got to let the Joker wear it until he retires. I think that's a good trade-off, if that's what Dempsey's telling us. But I just think maybe you just call it something differently. Can you raise their jersey without retiring the number? The ring of fame. It's exactly what it is. And I don't think in basketball arenas, they don't really have a ring. They just raise jerseys. You know, because I've got the whole list brought up here, Colfax. Like when you go, you can click on any team in the NBA. You know, go to if it'll let me do it. Like Chicago, you got Jerry Sloan, you got Bob Love, you got Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Phil Jackson, Jerry Krause is up there. I mean, like, you raise something up. Because, like, coaches didn't have a number, so you raise a banner for however many wins, like Doug Moe. So maybe that's the solution. But you absolutely honor Carmelo in some way. If it's not going to be retiring his number, then you are putting him up as one of the greats. He should be in the mix. We can argue all day who is better between Alex English, Fat Lever, David Thompson, and all that. We can have that argument. But Melo should be involved in that mix. He's one of the greats, regardless of how he left. 32 minutes after the hour. We got Kelly Lyle coming up next. Any updates for us on the Mountain West? Huge Mountain West battle tonight between Boise State and San Diego State. I think we're hoping for a split here. So it starts tonight, the watch for CSU to perhaps win the regular season title. Need a few things to go right, though. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Kelly Lyle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kelly, I know the Air Force games coming up are absolutely huge for Colorado State, but it kind of starts now watching the rest of this conference. A huge game tonight that is very important to Colorado State between Boise State and San Diego State tonight on FS1.
Yeah, it's very big. I mean, the best outcome, as we've talked about before, for the Rams, obviously, would be for these two teams to split and both give each other another loss and put the Rams on top of the Mountain West standings. So if you're a CSU fan, you basically want whoever wins tonight's game to then lose the next round.
Yeah.
And that's quite possible with these two teams. I mean, we've talked all year long about when these top teams in the Mountain West are playing each other, there are a lot of splits that are going on. You know, Colorado State split with Boise State, San Diego State, Utah State. So we are seeing that when the best teams play each other. Forgot about Utah State. It was actually a sweep. But
yeah.
Anyway, big things for the Rams. And you need to, you know, these are the kind of games that help them. Without even having to play, they can get a lot of help from these two teams. Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second there.
No, it's hey, you know what? It's convoluted. That's what we know with this schedule.
It is. It's very convoluted, and the Rams are doing their part. And, you know, now then they've got to go take care of business and beat Air Force on Saturday and Monday. And then get ready for some makeup games next week.
Yeah, a ton of games next week. Pretty much every other day they're going to be playing. But first things first, you have to take care of Air Force, regardless of what happens at Boise State, San Diego State. This would be a rough way to end. And I know the Rams haven't played a basketball game since like February 6th. So you got to wonder with the rust, if there's going to be some rust. They've been practicing at least. But even though it's Air Force and they're not very good, there's still so much pressure. This is like one of the most important games of Coach Medved's CSU career already, and it's against a team that's at the bottom of the barrel in the Mountain West.
Well, yeah, and that's partly why it's important, because you just cannot afford to go lose it, and yet you're putting a team on the floor that hasn't played in a truly competitive environment with a win or loss on the line since February 6th. I am told they worked in a scrimmage against UNC at some point last week, and that's probably a great thing, and they obviously did some inter-squad stuff, but still, it's different when you're playing a real game against a conference opponent that counts in the standings, and you've got a chance to win the conference tournament on the line.
Yeah, no question about it. It's heating up. It should be a lot of fun. Very interested to see how this one goes down. But, you know, Kelly, this is interesting. Last year, I think with Colorado State, I didn't expect them to win 20 games, but they did, and they kind of shocked everybody, and they were really good. They get into the tournament, and they lose to Wyoming. It was a letdown, but at the same time, I don't know that the expectations were so high for Colorado State. This year, however, I don't know that many people were expecting them to win the regular season title, but certainly expect them to, you know, be a contender and finish in that top area. So, yeah, suddenly the expectations from 1 year to this year have certainly changed for Colorado State.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the, no matter what happens from here on out, the fact that this team is going into the final week of the regular season tied for a share of the Mountain West Conference lead is huge, and probably a little bit ahead of most anybody's expectations going into this year. Certainly we all saw that this was a team that could get better, that should get better, had a lot of talent returning. But really, you know, it still takes a lot to fulfill that and to be where they are right now. And so now, unfortunately, now it'll be a letdown if they don't somehow find a way to at least get to the NCAA tournament and maybe even win this Mountain West regular season and or tournament title.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just so much on the line. And again, it's why it makes tonight's game so interesting. With Boise State and San Diego State, San Diego State sitting at number 22 in their national ranking. If Boise State can pull off the upset tonight, it depends on what happens that second game too, but you got to be thinking the Broncos, man. I mean, there's going to be two to three teams getting in this March Madness, and if the Broncos can find a way to beat a ranked team tonight, boy, they might just punch their ticket.
You would think so. I think Boise State's probably got an even clearer path right now to the NCAA tournament than Colorado State, and certainly that would sort of help solidify it. And then, you know, at the same time, if the Rams can find a way to go ahead and do what they need to do, maybe even finish ahead of both those teams in the conference final standings as an outright regular season champion, that their chances look pretty darn good too. So it's exciting, and it's fun that the Rams are involved even in this conversation right now, not just that we're talking about, you know, they're an NCAA bubble team here or there. Will they get in? Won't they? But can they win the Mountain West title? And it's been a while since a Colorado State team has won a Mountain West championship in men's basketball. In fact, I don't believe they ever have.
There's a lot of history on the line for this Rams team. And Kelly, what do you think about the tie-breaking scenario? I mean, we've looked at 4 million different scenarios. And basically, yeah, you could split the regular season title, but somebody's going to get a better seed. For my money, I'm just like, do the tiebreaker. However you decide to get the better seed, that's the champ. I don't really like messing with a shared title, but we all know really who's getting the better seed. So to me, it's like, dig in, find the best tie-breaking scenarios, even if they tie in records and all that, and you go with that team. What are your thoughts on that process?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be awkward because they're going to award in that process, they're awarding San Diego State 2 wins for games it didn't play against New Mexico.
What is that?
They were not COVID-related issues. It was New Mexico just saying, we don't want to go play. And, you know, yes, maybe they had some COVID issues, but they didn't meet the threshold to call a game for COVID and have it declared no contest. And those 2 wins potentially give San Diego State, you know, one more victory than a Colorado State team, even if they win out. That gets a little dicey how all that plays out. And that'd be really unfortunate for the Rams. At the same time, unless the conference somehow surprises us tomorrow and says regular season champ is their automatic qualifier for the NCAA, the difference between a 1 and 2 seed in the conference tournament is almost irrelevant. Really, the 1, 2, 3 seeds all have about the same ability to go win the tournament title. So that's what it'll ultimately come down to. And then those 2 wins that San Diego State's getting for seeding purposes won't matter.
Kelly, kind of some strange decisions by the Mountain West there. And again, we thought they'd schedule some games next week. We'll see how that impacts the rest of the conference. But like you just said, the whole San Diego State awarding the win situation, I mean, I was scratching my head reading that and I'm not quite making sense of it.
Well, I understand in a way why they did it, because it's a little bit like what they did in football when they gave Colorado State a victory over Utah State when Utah State chose not to come play here in the regular season finale. But it's just, in this case, I think it's kind of inherently unfair to the Rams because they didn't, you know, they're having to make up games next week. San Diego State's just getting some wins, and it doesn't quite seem fair in the grand scheme of things. The biggest issue I have with it is that the Mountain West waited so long to make a call on how they were going to handle that, and then also to reschedule some of these games. Why did they have – there was no reason to wait and force a Colorado State team to play 4 games in 7 days going into a conference tournament after a 3-week layoff. They should have been monkeying with the schedule two weeks ago and rearranging some games to make sure teams that were able to play, like Colorado State, had opponents to go play.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is we're crunching it together here, and now we're just adding, you know, creating kind of some of these strange rules. When you had time to at least add maybe a game, an extra 1 game a week, and maybe it wouldn't have been so daunting.
Yeah, I think so. And you look around the country, and other conferences did that. Other conferences were making those calls. The Big 12 was rearranging games. The Pac-12 even came in a few days ahead of the Mountain West and made some modifications to its schedule toward the end to help, you know, let seeding for conference tournaments and state final conference standings be determined by what happened on the court rather than, you know, who lost what games when, and allowed teams to keep playing. And I just think that Mountain West really dropped the ball to not do anything until after the fact, until basically, okay, well, we left 6 days at the end of the season. We're just going to cram a few makeup games into there and call it good.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you, Kelly. Tonight, Boise State, San Diego State, who do you got? Who's winning game one?
You know, I think San Diego State is going to win the game. I think they're the better team. I really do, but Boise surprises me every time out. They are a better team than I gave them credit for. They certainly play better defense than I thought, and they have a little more offensive balance than I thought. But I still feel like San Diego State's the better team, and when push comes to shove, the Aztecs are going to get down, buckle down on defense, and slow down that Boise State offense, score some points in transition, and win a low-scoring San Diego State kind of game, something in the 50s or low 60s instead of in the 80s where Boise likes to play.
And then, like you said to start the segment, then the Rams fans will be rooting for Boise State the next game big time. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this one tonight. There's a lot of great basketball on tonight, so it should be a fun one. Kelly, always appreciate you, my man, and this should be a blast to watch how this whole thing ends. Whether or not the Rams win the regular season title or not, it's going to be fun getting there.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be exciting, and it gives us all at least some good sports to watch for the next couple weeks, and something to be excited about beyond just going and watching the usual Blue Bloods battle it out.
Yeah, no question about it. Kelly, appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
All right, take care.
Kelly Lyle, Fort Collins, Colorado, and yes, tonight's a big night. CSU, don't forget Saturday. That's one of their biggest games they've had in a long, long time because of what it means if you lose, not necessarily what it means if you win. 49 minutes after the hour. Colfax, when we come back, I got to get to my big story of the day. I've had like five to choose from, so we'll get to a couple of them, and then we'll wrap up hour number one. Still to come, Broncos free agents. I got the list in front of me of unrestricted, restricted. Who's staying on this team? What will they do with Justin Simmons? Are they going to use the franchise tag? Chris Tempsey set to join me later on, talking Nuggets and Carmelo Anthony and retiring jersey numbers, or however you want to phrase it. It's complicated. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Hall Show powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. I want to tell you guys about my friends at SCL Mortgage. You've heard me talk about them a lot on this program. Find them at myspecialmortgage.com. They're family, family and veteran owned, and you've heard about the rates, and they're at these big time lows, man. So now's the time to get rid of any consumer debt that you might have. Car loans, credit cards, student loans, that interest is not tax deductible, and your house payment is. Check them out at myspecialmortgage.com, myspecialmortgage.com, or call them 970-444-1222, myspecialmortgage.com. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day has everybody just way up in the air and confused, and I just decided, Colfax, we're going to leave it the way it is. Should the Nuggets retire Carmelo Anthony's jersey when he retires? And I guess you can take that however you want. Should they hang the jersey in the rafters if they can? Maybe without a number on it, but you're honoring Melo. And if you do put a number up there, maybe it comes with a, hey, we'll retire it, but you got to let Joker wear it. I mean, it's silly to me that you can't raise a jersey and put a number on it just to say he was part of our great history, but still can allow that jersey number to be worn. My philosophy on all that, I mean, I don't think numbers should be retired necessarily anyway. Sure, do I like stories of Philip Lindsay calling Terrell Davis and asking if he can wear it? I think that that's always cool, and that's always like what I'd like to see out of respect for these greats, but I don't think they should be like off limits from now on. It's strange to me. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Quickly, Colfax, let's get to our big story of the day. Big story of the day presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Quarterback Russell Wilson hasn't demanded a trade or anything like that. However, he said if he were to be traded by the Seahawks, he has a list. And the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, Las Vegas Raiders, and Chicago Bears are the only ones on that list. So it's really up to Russell Wilson at this stage. Is that going to happen? Could you see Seattle doing that? I just can't. I can't fathom it. Second hour coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.